قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected viewers, we begin by praising Allah تبارك وتعالى, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, our provider. Peace, blessings, salutations upon our leader and master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his honorable companions, his household and those who follow him. To tie up the discussion from where we left off last night, we come to Suratul Baqarah, the longest surah in the entire Quran Kareem. What an amazing surah, Suratul Baqarah. We want to focus on perhaps one or two verses, in this beautiful surah. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you like it was prescribed to those before you. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about the fundamental reason as to why we fast. Allah derives absolutely no benefit by seeing his bondsmen hungry and thirsty. There has to be some added reason. When we look at fasting from a spiritual point of view, why do we fast? What is the reason for fasting? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are many, many people who fast. The only thing they derive from the fast is hunger and thirst. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us this blessed month of Ramadan. What is the reason for Ramadan? Why do we fast? La'allakum tattaqoon. Allah Ta'ala says so that you could imbibe in your lives. You can develop the quality of taqwa, the fear of the Almighty Allah. And this is what Ramadan, this is what Allah desires of us, to inculcate within our lives the fear of the Almighty Allah. Once a person fears the Almighty Allah, we look, the world is going through turmoil. People are faced with challenges. People are faced with difficulties. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in various different narrations spoke about the virtues of fasting. And this is the month of Ramadan. We make mention of last night that the month of Ramadan is the month of fasting, the month of charity, the month to open up our hearts and give on the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in the surah, in the second juz of Quran Kareem, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the fundamental reason as to why we fast. Now, respected viewers, in the blessed month of Ramadan, those things that are normally permissible have been made impermissible. Fasting, this is where we curtail, we don't eat, we don't drink, there's no cohabitation between husband and wife. Those things that are normally permissible are impermissible in Ramadan. Can we well imagine when the things that are permissible have been made impermissible? What about those crimes that are perpetually impermissible? The misuse of the tongue, the misuse of our eyes, the misuse of this beautiful body that Allah has given us. So Ramadan is there to discipline us. One is, when we study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were three components to his life. What does fasting teach us? Number one, this will bring about, it develops a healthy body, mashallah. So the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had supplications in his life. He supplicated Allah for the well-being of himself, number one. Number two, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a disciplined eating habit. He had disciplined eating habits. Subhanallah, what did the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Ya'kulu al-kitha aw bir-rutab. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to take dates. He would break it in two, take pieces of cucumber, put it inside and consume the boat. Look at the medical benefits. You know, dates are hot, cucumbers are cold, to strike a balance. So the Nabi of Allah was very, very particular when it came to his health, it came to his well-being. So number one is he had supplications and du'as. Number two, the Nabi of Allah had disciplined eating habits. And number three, the Nabi of Allah had physical exercises, you know, in his life. We beg the Almighty Allah through this blessed month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we could, this body that Allah has given us, this is the vehicle by virtue of which we will worship the Almighty Allah. Ask that person who puts his head on the ground, you will only appreciate this ni'mah, this bounty, the day it is snatched away from you. A person who cannot walk, he will understand the value of legs. The one who is dumb, he can understand, he can appreciate the value of speech. The one who has no eyes can appreciate the bounty of sight. Wallahi, these faculties appreciate what Allah has given us. If Allah wanted, He could have snatched these faculties from us. But it is the mercy of Allah that Allah has blessed us. We ask Allah through this blessed month of Ramadan, on this blessed night, may Allah Ta'ala accept our siyam and the desire that Quran speaks about to develop the quality of taqwa. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we develop the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and we attain Jannah. We attain Jannah, you know, through this blessed month of Ramadan. The famous hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, that may Allah distant that person from his mercy. He took the first step, he said Ameen. The second step, he said Ameen. The third step, he said Ameen. He said that Jibreel made dua. May Allah distant that person from his mercy who finds the blessed month of Ramadan. In this month, the winds of Allah's mercy is blowing. Allah's forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala, the shayateen, the devils have been shackled and chained up. This opportunity is given to us. Another lifeline is given to us for us to turn back to the Almighty Allah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us complete and total forgiveness in this blessed month of Ramadan. Till we speak to you again tomorrow. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا